USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has words of praise for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as both make preparations for their second summit.
We see eye to eye, I believe.
At the White House, the president told America's governors that North Korea could have a great financial future if it would just finish taking the steps to denuclearize.
They have incredible people, hardworking people, smart, energetic, and I think it can be really one of the great financial and economic countries anywhere in the world, so I tell them that.
The president will fly to Hanoi, Vietnam on Monday for the next summit with the dictator. He also said he wants to make a trade deal with Beijing and that he's delaying Friday's scheduled hike in tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, is making three appearances this week on Capitol Hill as the Russia probe continues. Democratic Congressman Jim Hines of Connecticut, speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, says the results of the special counsel investigation must be made public.
Attacking the FBI, attacking Bob Mueller, everything about this has become political. The way to end that, of course, is for the truth to be out there. And if that truth indicates that President Trump committed no crime, impeachable or otherwise, so be it. If it indicates that he did, that's a much more complicated world. But first and foremost, given that we've been on the edge of our seats for the last 2 years on this issue, everyone in this country needs to know what happened, and then we decide where to take it from there.
A 41-year-old woman has died from a tornado on Saturday after a building in Columbus, Mississippi collapsed on her. She's the first tornado death in the U.S. this year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The money wasn't for the attack. That's the latest claims about a check an actor gave to a pair of brothers. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
New reports claim that actor Jussie Smollett and the two brothers who allegedly helped him stage a bogus hate crime on himself were paid with a $3,500 check, not for the attack, but for personal training the two brothers had agreed to provide the actor. TMZ broke the story, and entertainment blogger and podcaster Marilyn Gale says,
"Our sources say Ola and Abel told the grand jury they were paid for a 5-week program and not for the attack. Ola and Abel felt the amount was a little high, but no one ever specifically said anything about money being part of the scheme."
Smollett, now charged with filing a false report, still at last check was insisting that it isn't a hoax.
There's a new number one at the box office.
Oh my God, he's not the only one.
She's a light fury.
The Universal release How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World is the tops at the box office this weekend, coming in at $55 million. Dropping down to number two, Alita Battle Angel at $12 million. Number three, The Lego Movie 2, the second part at $10 million. Dropping down to number four, Fighting With My Family, an MGM release. And at number five, Isn't It Romantic at $7 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.